French authorities have now evacuated more than 2,000 migrants from the Jungle migrant camp in Calais. There were fears that the dismantling of the camp would lead to violent clashes between migrants and the police. But with more than 1,200 French police deployed to the camp, the operation has so far been peaceful. The Jungle has been home to more than 7,000 migrants, and people mainly from Africa and the Middle East. Overnight, many of them have been processed and forced onto buses, which will then take them to accommodation centres across France. Marco Perolini from Amnesty International is currently in Calais. Marco, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Hello.
Marco, what can you tell us of the activities at the camp now? What's going on now?
So now actually the operation have stopped. So they went on until 8 p.m. So they will resume tomorrow. Today actually it has been quite peaceful. But the problem, I mean, what we see is that, you know, evicting this camp in Calais will not resolve the main issue, actually, the main problems relating to asylum in Europe. So actually that's our main concern.
Yes, okay, and I'll get to that in a moment, what the people in the camp are wanting to do. The situation there situation there has been terrible. I mean, it's very squalid conditions and it's grown and grown, and I think there were up to 9,000 people there at one point. Now the French are busing them, they say, to 450 centres around France. So what is the plan? People will go to reception centres and then what? What is the promise? They will be given asylum or not?
Well, no. So people actually will go to the registration centre and then they will dispatch to these 450,000 centres across France, where actually they will be provided with information about how to claim asylum in France. So there are actually people in Calais who, for example, today there were actually hundreds of people who left the jungle already, the camp, but there will be people who will not be willing to leave. And so as actually the operation will last for several days. The question is, what's going to happen? How basically authorities are going to deal with people who will not be willing to leave the settlement, because actually they do not want to claim for asylum in France. The question is about, there are hundreds of people who may have legal claim, legal rights to go to Britain, to the United Kingdom, because they have family members there or because they are minors. So the question is how the claims of these hundreds of people to join family members in the UK will be processed.
Okay, so the people who were sitting in Calais for months and months, a long time, were hoping to go to Britain, most of them. Most of them, many of them, will probably accept asylum in France, but many of them are sitting there wanting to go to the UK. What is Britain's attitude to the ones who you say have some kind of legal claim, perhaps family links? Is Britain prepared to accept any of these people?
So Britain actually finally, in the last few days, they have accepted about 200 minors. So the thing is that actually there are very different situations, but for unaccompanied minors, the British actually government has, the parliament has passed an amendment to immigration law. So according to the UK immigration law, the UK could take unaccompanied minors even if they don't have family members in the UK. So which is actually the first thing. And then there is EU law, and under EU law there are quite a lot of situations in which people actually can be entitled to go to the UK. For example, it's because they have family members and they want to reunite with their family. So the UK government has been quite reluctant, basically, to accept other minors or other people who may have legal rights to stay in the UK and to reunite with their families.
But if it's legal, if it's legal under EU law for these people to go there, can Britain refuse them?
No, I mean, if they have family members, for example, in Britain, they are entitled, under EU law, they could ask for family reunification, so they could reunite with their families in Britain. The problem is that actually The question is how their applications will be processed. So there must be willingness from the French side and the UK side, you know, to process those applications in order for them to claim their family reunification.
Okay. Marco, can I ask you about the children? Because we spoke to Reverend Bill Cruz here. He's an Australian who's visited the camp many times over the past year, he told us. He was very concerned about the fate of the 1,300 unaccompanied children in the jungle camp in Calais, particularly worried that once the camp got broken up, some of these vulnerable minors might just be lost in the sort of the chaos of that. Now, you've said that in the last few days, 200 of these children have been taken and settled in Britain. Will all of those minors be given the chance and helped to relocate to Britain, or are you concerned about some of these children getting lost in the chaos of this demolition?
Yeah, I mean, we are concerned, and we have heard from other NGOs on the ground that actually this is a concern, that actually people will disappear, especially unaccompanied minors will disappear in the context of this eviction. Now, theoretically, all the unaccompanied minors have basically a special procedure, so they will be put in special centers where their asylum claims, their situation will be assessed by British authorities and French authorities. But in this process, actually, there may be minors who, at the end of the day, they don't trust authorities, so they don't want to go to that center, and those are the people who basically can disappear in the whole process.
Can I just ask you finally then, what do you expect to happen in the next 24 hours? The demolition will continue in the morning. Do you expect violence?
So the demolition will start tomorrow, as far as we understand. So today, actually, they have not demolished the camp yet. So the thing is that, the situation may get tense when authorities will try to evict the people in the camp who do not want to leave the camp. So it was not the case today, but actually the following day there are concerns about what's going to happen in respect of those who do not want to leave the camp and how basically authorities will be evict them.
Marco, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Marco Perolini from Amnesty International joining us there from the jungle camp in Calais. As you heard, there's 1,300 people, police in the camp ready for that demolition, which he tells us will begin in the morning in French time. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 6:26.